The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
Oh, we're down to this now. Dads kissing their sons.
Oh my gosh, no! No!
The media is in a frenzy over a kiss between Tom Brady and his son. Oh my gosh. The documentary came out called Tom Versus Time. There's a scene in it showing his 11-year-old son coming into a room where Tom is getting a sports massage. And his 11-year-old son cracks the door open and says, "Dad, can I check my fantasy football league?" Okay, so now we have this really rich dude that has a son that's polite, that's coming in and saying, "Dad, can I go online?" Brady says, "What do I get?" And his son gives him a quick kiss on the mouth. Brady says, "Come on, that was a peck." And his son gives him another slightly longer kiss on the mouth. And the universe is folding in on top of us. The press is going out to the streets now. "Look at this kiss. What do you think's going on there?" "What do you mean, what do you think is going on there?" "It's disturbing. It's uncomfortably long. I don't know. He had his shirt off and was getting a massage at the same time." Are you kidding me? We have gone insane. Do not go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. Don't do it. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. Don't go over the cliff with the rest of humanity. We have, I have it right here. We have a story from CNN last week that cuckolding can be positive for some couples. What does that mean? That means you allowing somebody else to know your wife in the biblical sense. And you watch. And studies are now showing that that could be very helpful for couples. No, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's wrong. It's bad for trust issues. It will destroy your marriage. It will destroy and eat at the very fiber of your being and your soul in the end. Don't listen to that. Now, they want to make sure. Cuckolding is fine. But a polite young son coming in and the dad saying, "What do I get?" That's wrong. Well, it's not only uncomfortably long, it's also teaching the kid that affection, or everything comes with a cost, and you're not going to get affection unless that cost. Shut up. Shut up, you overeducated imbecile. Here's what you have. A man who loves his kids the way all parents should. A guy who loves his kids. A guy who, by all accounts, is caring and an attentive father. That's a real shock, considering the insane fame and wealth. I saw that kid walk into the door for 2 seconds, and I thought, boy, that's a well-raised young man. Parenting styles are different. I had a grandfather who would never hold a baby. I had a grandfather who actually said at one point when my mom was talking about childbirth, my birth, and I was like 8 or 9 years old, he said, "Ladies, there are gentlemen at the table." And my grandfather took me out of the room. Okay? I don't know. That seems a little old-fashioned and uptight. A grandfather who I don't think ever kissed me. But I adore my grandfather. I love my grandfather. I had no doubt my grandfather loved me and every member of the family. That was his style. I'm really affectionate. I do that with my son all the time. I am not ashamed. I am dreading the day that my son is ashamed to kiss me in public. I know it's going to come, and I'm dreading it. Don't be shamed by expressing your completely normal affection for your 11-year-old son. Media, shame on you. You know, "Oh, no, we're not saying anything. It's just a conversation." No, you're not. No, it's not. You're implying that there is an incestual homosexual pedophile that's going to the Super Bowl. Let's be honest. You can hate the guy because he's perfect. I do. He's perfect. He's successful. He's got a hot wife. He's got everything. Okay, that's not his problem. That's an issue I have with God. Stop giving it to all the same person. Anyway, with that aside, what do you say we just enjoy the weekend? We look at Brady as a quarterback who has a 50-50 chance of losing. You know what? Here's an idea. Hope for his loss if you have to. Instead of trying to make him into a ridiculous sexual predator.
It's Friday, February 2nd. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Mr. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. Welcome.
I'm here. Here I am, Beck. What's going on?
Well, the whole sexual predator that Tom Brady is, you know, with his son. Have you seen that video yet, Bill?
No, I know about it. My advice, I know Brady a little bit. And my advice to him and everybody else who's famous in this country is never, never allow cameras into your home or photograph yourself in any at all. Because we live in a world now where on the internet, the primary focus is to destroy people, to hurt people. And I've heard a number of sermons from different clerics and of different religions zeroing in on the evil that the internet has presented to the world. And I absolutely believe that any famous person or even regular people allowing themselves to be photographed for stuff that's going to be put out for mass market is crazy these days. Particularly a guy like Brady doesn't need the publicity, doesn't need that.
I just don't know what's wrong with us anymore. You kiss your son?
Yeah, on the head. I kiss him on the head. And
why am I asking you? You are the you and I went on tour and we were standing next to each other. I'm sure you remember this. It was the first one we ever did, I think. And we did it in Atlantic City. And the people came up to you and they were very, very polite and awestruck. And they're like, Mr. O'Reilly, very nice to meet you, and shook hands. And then you politely stood there and, you know, you were Bill O'Reilly. And then they would come to me, and they would totally change, and they would give me a hug, and I would hug them. And it was such a difference in style. You're not really a hugger.
No.
Are you?
that's by design, because I have to protect myself. Look what happened,
I know.
To me and others and you, and to some extent, not the same thing, but I always have to protect myself. And I always did, but it didn't matter, because once you get into a realm of the truth, doesn't matter anymore, and we are there in this country, then no matter what you do. But I feel bad for Brady. I think you're absolutely right. He's just trying to be a good dad to his son, and it's used to try to harm him and the boy.
You know, I don't even know if it's used to harm him as much as it is for fodder. It's just, I think there's so many things out there that people will take anything, they'll make it into anything, just for fodder, just to talk,
no,
just for
hits. No, it's malevolent stuff, Beck. The evil and malevolence is there. That's what drives it. And, I know it better than anybody.
You sound like you're in a delightful mood today.
No, I'm in a good mood, but this is a fairly heavy topic.
Oh,
you know, are you?
All right.
I can't come in and do Shecky Green.
All right. Okay.
Brady, give me something else.
All right. Let me give you this. The memo.
All right.
I think everybody is looking at this in the wrong direction. This is not about Trump. This is not even about Hillary Clinton. This is about the FBI and what they said to the FISA court. And that is going to be very telling. What are you expecting in the memo that's coming out from the Republicans, and why are they waiting so long?
Well, the Trump White House is afraid that if it comes out that Ray may quit, the FBI chief appointed by Trump may quit, Sessions may do something, they're afraid of the backlash from the Justice Department, the FBI. That's why it's taking so long.
And that is being perceived, though, as the machine coming out against Donald Trump and not wanting the truth out there. How could you make that case with Sessions and a DOJ and FBI that he's appointed the leadership to?
Well, I just think that there's fear on the part of the president's men, not so much him, that the backlash is going to damage Trump. Let me give you a perfect example. And I think we've discussed this before in your program. There's a tape by an attorney, a hate Trump attorney, that the Trump administration knows about. It's in the hands of somebody very close to the president that shows money, big money, was being offered by the attorney to women to accuse Trump of stuff. Mm-hmm. That tape exists. That should have been out a long time ago. Why isn't it out? Because the Trump White House fears a backlash by putting it out. In politics, it's not like normal human beings. It's not like normal stuff. All right? They're always thinking about, well, if I do this, what's going to happen to me? Rather than what's good for the folks. Now, getting back to this FBI tape, the American people have a right to know how the Bureau is conducting itself. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that.
All right.
And you know what? I will even say that for investigative purposes, we may not have a right to every detail at this point, but certainly the Oversight Committee does.
And they are the ones, the Republicans on the Oversight Committee on the House Intel, are putting it out. But more importantly, I think, the president should say, I'm putting this memo out so you know that there was an abuse under the Obama administration of surveillance.
So let me,
a pretty serious one.
So let me ask you this, Bill. Why doesn't he just release? This is my recommendation to him today. And, you know, he listens to every word of advice.
I know that.
Yeah, he loves me.
Very big
in the Oval.
Yep.
My advice to the president is release the original affidavit sent from Justice and FBI to the FISA court and redact all of the sensitive information. Cut the middleman out of the Republican Party and just give me that.
Well, I would do both. You know, you can't not release the Nunez memo now. And I released the Schiff thing, the Democrats trying to make excuses. I'd release them both. But, you know, and then I would say, I'd order the Justice Department to say, okay, redact what you need to redact, but let's just see what the warrant was based upon.
So
I think that we have to do that at this point.
So I believe the trouble will come if the FBI affidavit did not tell the FISA court that this was from Fusion GPS, which was working with the Russians, and it was paid for by the DNC and elect Hillary Clinton campaign. If they didn't tell the FISA court those two things, and they also didn't at least double check the facts that they were pulling out and using as specifics, then you can say there's something really, really dirty here, and this is wrong. This is a banana republic kind of stuff.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And if there were exculpatory evidence given to the judge, that would have already been out. Schiff and the Democrats would have already put it out. So you got to assume there isn't any, because the Democrats are fighting so hard to not let the folks see the memo. I mean, this is where it's coming from. Newsday, the newspaper on Long Island where I live, editorial today. Oh, this is a smokescreen. Oh, you know, hey, look, pal, let the people decide what's a smokescreen and what isn't. Okay.
When we come back, I want to play this audio from Steve King, who said this is worse than Watergate. I mean, you're a real journalist. You've been around for, you know, I mean, since the invention of fire. And I'd like to get your opinion on what is the difference between this and Watergate. Is it as bad or is it much worse? We'll get to that in a second. Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. All right.
Glenn Beck.
So glad that you're here. Thank you so much for listening today. Bill O'Reilly is with us now. Bill, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm good, Beck. Thank you.
Did you have a little nap there in between?
I did. I had a little
siesta.
Snooze, yeah, and good. Now I'm reinvigorated.
All right, good. Let's play Steve King. This is what Steve King just said on CNN. Listen.
We are going to have to pull all of this out, and that's one of the things the memo does.
But you're already concluding it was wrong,
triggers the operations to chase
Steve.
The rabbit trails down.
But you're all Congressman.
I know what's wrong.
But how do you know
there
it was wrong if you
didn't
see the
There are people that are
named
in this memo, Chris.
Please, go ahead.
Chris, the data will come out. The data will come out. I want it to come out. I want it all to come out. I don't know that we ever get to the bottom of this unless we do. And if we're going to have a Congress that does oversight, we can't accept the FBI or the DOJ or any other branch of government from closing the gate in front of us and saying, sorry, you can't look at this because it's classified. Then what I saw and what I believe happened could go on in perpetuity and we become a banana republic. This is earth-shaking, and it does go deeper than Watergate, and the memo doesn't
deeper
answer it all
Watergate.
By any means.
How is it deeper than
deeper
Watergate?
Than Watergate.
Stop. Bill, how could this be deeper than Watergate?
Well, Cuomo, the guy who's interviewing him, this annoys me. I don't know how this has happened, but he's basically a politician, Chris
yes.
Cuomo. He's not an interviewer, a
Correct.
Journalist.
Right.
He's basically putting forth a Democrat point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Watergate thing was important because it showed an abuse of power at the presidential level where a low-level crime was committed and they tried to cover it up. And that's a pretty bad thing.
And they used the FBI and the DOJ to do it.
Yeah, Nixon was doing everything he could not to have the break-in exposed.
So,
he had just said, look, it was a break-in, it was a mistake, and these guys got to pay the price for it. I didn't order it, but the cover-up killed him. So here, this is a whole different thing, because it's not associated with the White House. It's associated with James Comey, the head of the FBI. He was the driver on this. Comey. He's the guy that ultimately is going to take it right in the neck. His assistant McCabe got fired this week, and I think that the scandal is within the FBI at this point.
So, deeper than Watergate.
Yeah, I think that's hyperbole on the
do you really?
Of Congressman King.
I think this is more profound than Watergate because it goes, I think it goes for a very long period of time. I mean, if you look into the investigation into Clinton and her emails and the changing of that, there's one crime, I think. The next one is the quote, mountains of evidence of corruption on Capitol Hill when it comes to Uranium One. And I'm not making the same charge that everybody else makes that Hillary Clinton was the puppet master there. No, the FBI has mountains of evidence of corruption. I think this has been going on for a long time, and this is just one example of it.
Well, if it starts to unravel, and the real tell is going to be when the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Horowitz, Michael Horowitz, he's going to submit a report next month, I understand, in March. That's going to zero in on names in the FBI and say these guys did this and this guy did that. That's going to unravel everything.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. Is the Glenn Beck program.
Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. It is official. This just broke just in the last couple of minutes, Bill. President Donald Trump has approved the release of the classified memo compiled by the House Republicans. The document allegedly contains proof that some of the top officials in the Obama-era national security establishment abused their authority to obtain surveillance warrants on members of the Trump 2016 campaign. The memo will be released with some technical redactions requested by the FBI, which continues to object to the document's release. House rules dictate that the legislature can vote to declassify material in public interest, stipulating the president must approve its release within 5 days. today. He just did it. They are expecting the memo to be transferred back to the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, who will then release it from the committee. It could come at any time.
Nice summation.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
We're
Professor.
We're all up to date.
Yeah. So are they going to, you know, Friday is not the day to release big news.
No, but that's going to get an enormous amount of coverage tonight on cable. Fox News will, their ratings will go through the roof as they have been all week because of the State of the Union. And then the Sunday shows will go hysterical. And then Monday, they'll still be hysterical. Tuesday, the hysteria will die down a little, but there'll still be up crazy jumping up and down. And so it doesn't really matter anymore. It's, they can't bury something like this.
Will this change anything, Bill?
I think it will. I think that Mueller's investigation is now under a cloud that...
is that a good... hang on just a second. Let me you know, what they're really were seemingly what they were really going for was Carter Page, who's a moron.
Right.
He's a moron.
Right.
And I believe he was absolutely used by the Russians. He might have even known it or liked it. I don't know. He's a clown. And apparently that's really where they were going after, is they had done investigations on him. I believe through the Uranium One thing, they had been watching him for a while. Then he goes over to Moscow after doing the Trump campaign. It's in the dossier, and apparently that's the one that they targeted. Now, to me, that makes sense, and I'm glad they were targeting. I just don't like the way they did it. It's wrong the way they did it, apparently, if what the Republicans are saying is true. But that really doesn't have anything to do with Donald Trump, and I do want to know what Carter Page was doing over there.
Okay, but here's the headline on this. Remember when Trump said that Barack Obama wiretapped him in the Trump Tower?
Yes.
And he was derided for that.
Yes,
and mocked,
yes.
And all of that.
Yes.
Well, here it is.
Right.
Here it is.
Correct.
Because Carter Page has access to the Trump Tower. And he did speak to many people in the Trump campaign. I don't know what his access to Donald Trump was. But he was being surveilled as he was inside the Trump campaign.
So let me ask,
what Donald Trump originally said
is right.
He's going to turn out to be true.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Bill. You just said that you didn't think that this was as bad as Watergate, or it might be, but you know, you're not necessarily thinking it's as bad as Watergate. Can you help me? Why is that? What you had in Watergate was a break-in, and they were trying to steal information to use it against their opponent, but not use it through the government, but use that information, opposition research and research from them, you know, from internal, to be able to use it against. Well, the Democrats just went out and paid for it, but then they used it in the government to try to discredit their opponent.
Yeah, but the Democrats didn't do it because... What the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign did was they said, here's some money, Fusion GPS. Here's a big stack of money. Find dirt on Trump. So Fusion GPS goes out, hires this Christopher Steele guy, and he finds dirt on Trump. But it's not true dirt. They made it up. So it comes right back. Then the FBI gets the dirt on Trump that's false, phony, from Fusion GPS, all right, and brings it into the judge and says, oh, we need a wire on the Trump campaign, this guy Carter Page. And the judge says, okay, here's your wire. And then its surveillance begins, okay? So the blame comes on the FBI. This is an FBI scandal.
I know, which now, I think that makes that worse. The other was friends of the
Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama.
So which again, wait, though. Which again is worse because in Watergate, it was just the committee to reelect the president. This
and
is
Nixon
internal.
Too,
no, the cover up was
out
Nixon.
Early, what was happening, and instead
Correct.
Of blowing it up, he tried to use his power.
Correct.
To cover it up.
Which, again, I think makes this worse because the people were in the administration, they knew, and they expanded it.
Well, here's what makes it worse. This is the only way that this could be worse than Watergate. If there was a plan within the FBI by McCabe and Comey and Strzok and Lisa Page, all of these people, to influence the presidential election, if that is proved to be true, this becomes worse than Watergate.
Why do you think that McCabe was what do you think happened last week with McCabe? Or was it this week?
What happened was that the Inspector General of the Justice Department went to the FBI chief, Christopher Wray, and said, you better get rid of this guy McCabe, because my report's going to show that he was in the tank for the Democrats, that he did not investigate the Hillary Clinton email thing legitimately, and then went out of his way with his subordinates to try to get dirt on Trump into the bureau when the dirt wasn't true.
So that is, to me, that rise, if true, that rises to the bar that you just set.
To indictment for Mr. McCabe, who, again, was second in command to James Comey. And I just found out today, I did not know this, that this Lisa Page was second in command to McCabe. She wasn't just some woman running, having an affair with this FBI agent, Peter Strzok. She was right next to McCabe. So the news tightens, and this is the first drop. The memo's the first drop. And then after the Inspector General's report comes out, then you're going to be looking at a criminal investigation. But who's going to do it? Is the FBI going to investigate the FBI? So you can count on another special prosecutor. Meantime, Mueller and his collusion investigation, no matter what he comes up with now, the Republicans aren't going to believe it, no matter what he comes up with. So this is a big gift to Donald Trump.
And in the end, I believe a big gift to Russia, because we're still talking about Donald Trump and we're still talking about the FBI and Hillary Clinton, and we're all arguing about it. And that is exactly what Russia wanted.
Well, Putin doesn't really care what we find out. He'll deny it.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. I put on BillO'Reilly.com this weekend my interview with Donald Trump last Super Bowl Sunday. See, he's not going to do an interview with NBC this Super Bowl Sunday. So the last one was my interview with him last year, 17. And it was all about Putin and all about what a bad guy Putin was. And you'll remember that Putin demanded that I apologize, or that he was going to send me to a gulag or something. It was a real big thing. That's posted on BillO'Reilly.com, that whole interview, and it's relevant to what we're talking about right now. So this whole thing, Putin doesn't care. He just likes disruption in America. He'll just deny everything, and so what? He'll give you the finger and walk away. What does Putin care? So no matter what happens, Putin will say, oh, we didn't do it. I mean, you know, that's who he is.
Would you feel comfortable today going over and, I mean, if you would want to, vacation in Russia?
You know, when I was in Afghanistan, when I went over there, the military intelligence said I couldn't go out into Kabul because the Taliban had me targeted. These people, they don't play games. You know, they really don't play games. They know who you are. They know where you are. And you got to be very, very careful. I don't think Putin would do anything to me, but I can't be 100% sure of that. I embarrassed him in that Trump interview. And everybody should listen to that. It's very, very telling.
And it is available at BillO'Reilly.com, BillO'Reilly.com. You're a Patriots guy or an Eagles guy?
I know Brady pretty well. He's a good man. So I kind of just pull for them. Belichick is like Darth Vader. He's pretty amusing to me. But I like the Eagles, too. It's going to be a good game.
What a ridiculously milquetoast answer that was.
I mean, what can I tell you, Beck?
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
I got to root for guys that I know.
I am with you unless you're against it, and then I'm with you on that one. My gosh. Bill O'Reilly for BillO'Reilly.com. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Talk soon.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze is reporting on something front page you need to check out. New poll shows huge swing in public opinion about Trump. In the positive, the job approval for the president, according to theblaze.com, jumped to 42% from a low in December of 32. That's a change of 10 percentage points. In December, 56% disapproved of his job performance. That number has now dropped to 50%. When asked if the president's first year had focused on issues important to most Americans, the percentage increased from July when it was 32% to now 37%. More Americans approve of the president's tax plan. In December, only 26% approved, 47% disapproved. But a month later, 44% approve, 44% disapprove. That's a net change of 21%. You know why? You know why that is? You know why that is? Because of the internet. I think because for the first time, you know, if it wasn't on CBS Evening News, and that's the way it is, if it wasn't on the CBS Evening News during the Reagan administration, if it wasn't in the New York Times, it didn't happen. Now we know. Now we know that, you know, Apple just had its biggest quarter, and it's repatriating $300 billion and bringing those dollars back home because of the tax bill. We know that people are getting bonuses, they're getting raises, not everybody, but this is trickle-down economics, and you can't hide it this time. This president devoted a significant amount of the State of the Union address touting the growing economy and his new tax plan. While there is still some way to really win over the public, it looks like the needle has moved in the Republicans' direction since the passage of the tax bill. That's huge. You can find this story, and there's a lot more to it. You can find that story at theblaze.com. The president's poll numbers going up. It only makes sense because of the economy. As Bill Clinton says, it's the economy, stupid. Donald Trump this week played it right. If you remember last year when he gave the, you know, quasi State of the Union, what happened? It lasted about a day or two, and everybody's like, he was presidential. And then he tweeted, and then it went ugly. This year, he hasn't done that. If the president can remain the president that we saw on Tuesday night, his approval rating will change. And it will mainly be because people are feeling the economy. They are feeling a change in their own life. They're seeing positive signs, and if he doesn't blow it by saying something stupid on Twitter, they'll just continue to live there. This is the lowest approval rating for a president who has had this kind of economic approval or economic success, and it is only, I think, only because of Twitter. So, Mr. President, please stay off Twitter. Let everybody else mire themselves down into this memo stuff. Stay above the fray. Stay concentrated on what you did on Tuesday, which is who we are. Who's making America great? The people are making America great. You're just helping free the people so they can have their money to do their job. That's the winning strategy for 18 and 20.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.